Well, good afternoon. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us a gentleman I consider a friend. I haven't had him on for a long time, but now he's back in the saddle. In fact, he's doing a program on the American, another network every morning just before I do mine. And his name is Bill Brumbaugh. We carry one of the books he's, one of the videos he's produced, A Nation Drift. He's done some wonderful, wonderful work. Bill, it's so good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and privilege, my friend.
All right, fine. Well, now we're going to be talking about HAARP today. And, of course, this is the high-altitude auroral,
High-frequency active auroral research program.
Right. They sure have a tongue twister there. Why don't you explain to our listeners what that is and why we should be concerned about this, especially in these days of changing weather patterns?
Well, and that is the key critical issue, in my opinion. A lot of people have looked at HAARP, and which was built by DARPA, and that's our military folks, research agency for our military, for the purpose of heating the ionosphere. And my goodness, during these times of people shrieking and yelling about greenhouse gases and greenhouse effect, you think, why do they want to heat the ionosphere? Well, there's a number of reasons for it, folks. I think the big thing is, though, deals with weather warfare, and quite frankly, it takes us back to a document that was penned a number of years ago. I used to have the whole website as a subchapter of my website. It dealt with Air Force 2025. Now, if I could read a little bit of this, it's a great lead-in for talking about HAARP. The United States and the Soviet Union signed a UN treaty in the mid-70s, more details later, prohibiting each other from using weather modification as a weapon of war. Therefore, you can be utterly assured that the scenario described below is not a future scenario. I will gladly forward a copy of the UN treaty. Well, it goes on, and the gentleman who wrote it there was a consortium. It was Colonel Tamsy House, Lieutenant Colonel James Neer, Lieutenant Commander William B. Shields, Major Ronald. I mean, these are big military folks, and what did they do? They worked in the weapons sector. They worked in the research sector. And it's all from a document called Air Force 2025, which I would get hacked on a regular basis by our military friends that I had up as a subchapter of my website. By the way, I've got better security now. I'm going to put it back up here real soon on my website, proactivenews.com.
All right, fine. Of course, the thing is, we have our scientists who've been working on modifying the weather, because after all, if you could put a tremendous drought into another country, they couldn't grow their foods, the people would starve, you certainly would defeat them without battle. And of course, weather modification and weather warfare has been something that we've been working on a long time, and that's what HAARP's all about, is heating the ionosphere, then creating rising air currents, of course, air that has to rush in from other adjacent areas. It's a fascinating technique. But, of course, they're not going to tell the American people about this or so many other things that the HAARP program can be used for. So you just hang on. We'll be back here in just a moment with discussing more of the problem of weather warfare and how it's being played out throughout the world today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Bill Brumbaugh. And Bill is a radio commentator, he's a video producer, he's a researcher, and of course he precedes my early morning program. Fortunately, I don't have to get up quite that early, and he does, perhaps even a little bit earlier. But anyway, we're talking about weather warfare today, and the HAARP program, the HAARP Center. This is a center that they have up in Alaska, where of course they burn a lot of the natural gas that comes down off the Alaska pipeline, and then that is used to generate electricity to this tremendous amount of power that with all of these antennas that they send up these radio waves, and they heat up the ionosphere. So why don't you pick up the story there for Bill, for the people who just joined us on this network?
Well, I'd be pleased to. Well, the bottom line is it's a IRI, it's a ionospheric research instrument it's an array set up antenna, and it has a multiplicity of potential purposes. I think, however, the most dynamic and I think the most horrific in terms of its potentialities is in regard to weather warfare. Folks, when you pump highly charged particulate matter into the atmosphere, it can cause radical changes in weather patterns, not just here, but around the world. You know, when I was young, Dr. Stan, I used to spent a lot of time looking at the stars and got into doing a little atmospheric research, and I was amazed at the jet stream and how it operated and what a tremendous effect it had on the weather patterns of the country. But for some kind of, I guess, mainstream unknown reason, it's kind of been writhing around like a snake on a hot plate in recent years.
And, of course, we see the massive flooding in the east. We see down in the southern western part of the United States, very terrible drought and terrible fires there. And, of course, people say, well, this is just a normal thing. You know, we always have weather variations, but we've never had quite as many variations as we have. And what people don't know is that HAARP is up and running full time. And, of course, it is considered extremely secret. They're not going to tell us what they're doing. Oh, they'll put out occasional press release. But the truth, of course, is being concealed from the American people because, of course, we're really not smart enough to understand that the elite that rule America really are beginning to play with nature. They're beginning to play with weather. They want to see what will happen and how this can be used, not only for weather, but it has other uses as well. And we're going to let Bill Brumbaum, our special guest for today, begin filling us in on all of the other functions of the HAARP program. As soon as we have the other stations, which are just waiting on the fringes to join us, and they're about to join right this minute.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and now all the stations are on board. And with us, of course, is Bill Brumbaugh. And Bill, of course, you've been talking about what's going on and how the weather seems to be modified, that we actually have signed treaties saying we wouldn't do it. But after all, treaties are like pie crust. They're made to be broken. And, of course, what's really going on? Do we know what this project is being used? My understanding is now it's able to operate at full capacity. Is that true?
Well, it is true, and I'm going to regress here just a little bit and remind people, several months ago, we had an outbreak of over 100 tornadoes in a single day in the eastern side of the Midwest, and it was phenomenal, the devastation that was exercised. Dr. Monteith, most people didn't correlate the two events, but there was a 7.9, or some people have estimated an 8.2, earthquake right up in that region of Alaska near Gakona, where HAARP is based, that put it out of commission, put it way out of commission. It was down for several days. It was during this very same time period, conspiratorially enough, that all these tornadoes had broke out, and there was high-level electromagnetic activity coming from Russia and both China in terms of their mock lesser-grade facilities that are related to HAARP. So it's like you can't easily dismiss these things as factors in the creation of those tornadoes, folks. That's how powerful this technology is, quite frankly. People talked about it being used as a directed energy weapon. That stuff, quite frankly, I find largely to be, most of it to be in the realm of patriot mythology. But just being able to alter the weather on a global level. Look at the terraforming that's taken place in China, Dr. Monteith, and that's important. We had whole entire desert regions of China that picked up so much of the very precious water that we needed here in the United States and have soaked it. And actually, much of that area has become fertile now. And people, that is a major deal. That is literally a military conquest using weather modification and meteorological realities. So, again, HAARP, with its ability to alter the weather, and it is the biggest of its type in the entire world, quite frankly, holds dynamic potentials to subvert and pervert God's design on this earth. Now, last April, I had the privilege of being on PAX TV's Encounters of the Unexplained, which was the highest-rated documentary series in the world at that time, dealing with HAARP, and I was on there with Jerry Smith, the author of the absolutely marvelous book, HAARP, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. And the fact is that we got into so many different tangents and aspects and cotangents of the whole HAARP agenda. I mean, it was hard. They were sweating blood. What do we cut out? What do we pick out? What are we going to focus on? And other aspects of HAARP, folks, that are nonetheless important and yet don't still operate on the dynamics of the weather warfare are mood alteration. Now, the fact is that we have seen animals acting in incredibly erratic behavior patterns. We've seen whales beaching themselves at record levels, and a lot of people believe that's due to submarine communications. HAARP can help trigger that as well. It doesn't do the deep earth spectrometry like so many people thought it would. It doesn't penetrate that far. However, it is also used to help keep our submarines in contact with each other in the ocean. It can penetrate the ocean. So I think a lot of the electromagnetic tinkering we're doing right now, both from HAARP, from Arecibo, Pine Gap, Green Parks, so many of the giant other microwave transmitter telescopes that are out there, none comparing to the huge capacity of HAARP, but all these are all potential factors in a lot of different ways.
Well, now, of course, can these be used to beam electromagnetic, low-frequency energy? Because people have said that, you know, this can actually influence our own mood or our own responses, make people very depressed or agitated. And we know we've heard that the Russians have been using this sort of thing for years, these low-altitude waves. Can ours be used in a similar manner?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, as I'm looking at about 8 emails that I had sent you this afternoon, and notice I guess they all bounced back, which goes into a separate box, I apologize, but there was scientific evidence that was done at a very high level by ex-military that dealt with the fact that right before the Columbine shooting, folks, a horrible episode involving Klebold and Harris, both on psychotropic drugs, which so many of our kids are being psychologically mugged on right now, there was a huge spike of energy from HAARP that affected the Colorado area.
Well, of course, now, can't they actually focus this energy by bouncing it off the ionosphere and then focusing it into certain specific regions?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, due to the wavelength, due to the frequency they transmit it at, due to the direction that they shoot it, it can have, it's kind of like bouncing a ping pong ball in air conditioning conduit. I mean, you know, if you know how to do it, it'll end up at the right place and right spot. And they have been charting out for over a decade now exactly how to focus this energy. And I know this is ancient technology, folks. When I say ancient, we're talking about going back to 1900, dealing with Nikola Tesla. I believe Tesla was the greatest genius of all time, folks, bar none. He didn't actually recognize the full capacity and capability of technology.
Bill, you're cutting out. Are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's not going to happen again.
Okay.
He didn't recognize the full capability and capacity of his own technology, and he was more of the pure researcher, more of the pure scientist, and his discoveries, his uncoveries, his work has led to some of the most devastating potential weapons in the history of mankind.
Well, now, can this technology be used, for instance, geological, to actually beam it back to Earth and then, of course, investigate subterranean, whether there's water or oil or other products in the soil? Is this possible?
Well, it can do it on a superficial level, but I don't truly believe it can penetrate many of the heavier, denser areas of the Earth, meaning that perhaps something like Hubble, which people forget is an electron telescope of dynamic proportions, if it's not pointing outward, it might be pointing inward and can conduct something like that at a lot higher level in efficacy. I think that is a myth about HARP. And again, Jerry Smith and some others had written some very good stuff on it. It does have an immediate value for assaying regions of certain metals and materials that would naturally be close to the surface. But overall, I don't think that's a purpose that they're really going to spend much time on. I think that was more military PR to further dredge up more and more funding, which has run into the billions and billions of dollars to put this up. No, their main purpose, they said, was an ionospheric heater. But, folks, it does more than just heat the ionosphere. We think of heat, we think about it as an intangible thing. We think about it as like something almost magical. No, folks, it's composed of particulate matter. It's composed of charged particles, and you have to think about it like that. Now, one of the emails that you didn't get dealt with Project Bluebeam. And Project Bluebeam is an offshoot, I believe, of the Iron Mountain Report, where eventually mankind's going to have to face the menace of such devastating and horrific proportions that we'll all pull together, we'll all drop international boundaries, we'll all be one big, happy, gooey global family.
Now, maybe you should explain to our listeners what the report from Iron Mountain was really all about.
Well, the report from Iron Mountain was an onion of global agenda issues. It dealt with putting us under global control, much like the biosphere reserves you're seeing now, where everything's being proportioned that way. It was about grabbing guns. It was about setting up a penultimate global governance, basically a quote-unquote benevolent dictatorship. But we all know, due to the corruption of man from their soul to the soles of their shoes to the soul in their heart, we're pretty corrupt entities, and power like that is going to be abused and misused.
Well, let me just sort of explain to our listeners what this was. This was a book that came out in the mid-1960s, maybe 66, 67, written by a man named Carl Lewin. And Carl Lewin said that he had been given the manuscript for the book by a member of a government think tank that had met at a place called Iron Mountain. And the government had gotten together a number of very influential and very smart people to plan on how we would govern the world, govern at least the United States, if we no longer had wars, because wars, of course, rally the people behind the government. So how would we govern the population in the absence of war? Well, we had to come up with a new enemy, and of course there were many enemies that were suggested. One of them was the enemy could, of course, be from outer space. If we could convince the American people we faced an enemy from outer space, then all the people of the United States and the world would unite together in this big one-world government. And then they came up with even a better idea. How about the environment? How about if we convince them that the environment is going to be destroyed? And, of course, that is the real enemy. In fact, they went on to say we may even have to contaminate the whole world. But, of course, that will be used as a justification for more power over the people. Now, when this book came out, I remember, I'm old enough to remember, that Johnson administration said it's terrible, it's not true, this didn't happen. And then about 20 years later, of course, when the environmental movement came along, the author of the book said, I lied. I really did get this book from a member of this committee. I made it all up myself. But of course it was all based on government reports. So we don't know whether he was lying then or whether he's lying later. But we do know one thing, and that is, of course, that this is the mind comp for what's going on today. Creating an external threat,
and
book is available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Called The Report from Iron Mountain, a very important book that, of course, they've done everything they could to suppress. And when it first came out, it was all right. But now this whole story has begun to unfold. And the idea we have to have an enemy, whether it's the wicked Osama bin Laden, the wicked Saddam Hussein, or the wicked Muslim terrorists, or we have to have an enemy because that's how you unite the people behind the government and how you can rule them more efficiently. We'll be right back here after this break, and we'll let Bill Brumbaugh talk because he knows a tremendous amount about HARP. And, of course, this program, little known by the average individual, but, of course, in my opinion, has a great threat to the future of our freedom and humanity. Let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you a little bit about the Big Berkey water filters, because, of course, I think any time you have water that doesn't taste quite right, you're concerned there may be contamination in it, got too much chlorine in it, got things that you just don't like. Why, you can alter the water by running it through filters, and these are gravity filters. The Big Berkey is the sort of filter that the missionaries have used for 150 years in other countries. It's made out of beautiful and attractive stainless steel. You put the water in the top. It goes through ceramic filters that then are packed with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom. And the people who use Big Berkey water filters swear by the taste of it. And of course, ordinarily these cost $279. You get them from Radio Liberty for $239. And if you buy it from us, you'll get a four tape set or a video we've produced. So if you'd like a Big Berkey water filter, so that in case something should happen to the water supply, you can take water from a river or a lake or a pond and run it through there, and it'll be safe to drink, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, I have to tell you, the Big Berkey water filter is available in every state except for California and Iowa. However, there is a water filter that's available in every state except Iowa, and that's known as the Berkey Light. And, of course, that's made out of a transparent lucite, the same as a bulletproof glass. You can actually see the water level, which is handy. The filters are called the Black Berkey filters, and, of course, they're much more efficient than the ceramic filters, but these ceramic filters can be cleaned repeatedly, whereas the Black Berkey filters have to be replaced. However, they filter out literally all the bacteria. They filter out certainly MTBE and many of the heavy metals that nothing else will filter out. Neither filter, however, will take out the fluoride, but there are special attachments to do that. If fluoride's a problem, the Black Berkey without lights costs $199, and we make the same offer of the free four-tape set of the free video we produced. If you buy it through us, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can see pictures and call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I guess this afternoon is Bill Brumbaugh, and of course you want to go to his website, www.proactivenews.com. That's www.proactivenews, that's one word, .com. And Bill, somebody had called in, wanted to know if this recent earthquake in Alaska could in any way be related to perhaps people using one of these HAARP projects on us, or will this actually produce earthquakes, or is this simply to heat up the ionosphere?
Used conjunctively to create earthquakes, because again, the type of vibrations that are set up by particle manipulation and direction can get the tectonic plates to move around a bit. And, you know, the interesting analogy Mel Gibson made in the movie Conspiracy Theory about the space shuttle being right overhead in Kobe when the big quake hit and things like that, and the tremendous energies, you know, that we know that build up in terms of a static electric charge on the shuttle. I mean, there's so many different ways that they can do things, but HAARP really kind of has the key pulse beat on this whole thing. You know, by the way, when you're talking about that Iron Mountain, the attempt to discredit it, right after he discredited it, you got to remember that John Kenneth Galbraith, Dean Rusk, Robert Strange McNamara, E.L. Doctorow, Victor Novasky, and McGeorge Bundy were all constantly denying that they had anything to do with the report.
It's right.
Like, well, if it's fictional, why are they denying it?
Right,
you think
so, process too loudly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. So, anyways, but folks, one of the other ancillary utilizations of HAARP is ionizing, can you say the word, Bill? Ionizing the atmosphere. Now, something dawned on me years ago. I went with my family. Yes, we went to Disneyland. I had nieces and nephews that had never been, and I didn't want to go, and yet I found myself saying, sure, I'll get you tickets. Well, while I was there, they had this fantastic presentation, and I think it was called Phantasmagoria or something like that, and in there, they were using fountains to spray water high in the air. The mist from the fountains allowed them to utilize holographic technology and put a 3D dragon in the sky and a giant, they played part of the Sorcerer's Apprentice in the sky, and it was like, bingo, I got it. And I realized at that point, this was many years ago, folks, that they were going to use HAARP in the ionization of the atmosphere to create a three-dimensional projection screen so that they could link that to Project Bluebeam. Now, Bluebeam, again, I believe was a direct offshoot of Iron Mountain, and it involved a couple things. One was a technologically simulated second coming. Now, when I say second coming, we're talking about the second coming of Messiah Christ. And the other is enabling it to fake a UFO invasion where basically mankind is inundated in a three-dimensional holographic version of something like Independence Day, a movie that probably everybody out there has seen. And through that, man might have to surrender their weapons. They might be told, well, you know what, you're too dangerous for your own good. You could destroy this world and planetary disruption throughout the universe. And folks, this is technology that has not just been tested, but has been implemented, actually even documented, going back to the last Persian Gulf War. Not the recent one, but the Elder Bush, the one that he invoked. And so these are technological realities that are documented. They have been cemented into the agenda. And to have the ionization of the atmosphere on that level done, and that potentiality, folks, I mean, Stan, they could throw an angry God, show an angry God distributing his wrath across the world, and who would doubt that God is more than overdue to judge his place in the rest of the world due to our immoral and unrighteous activities that we're doing, and the fact that we're tampering with the delicate ecosystem that he set up for us. I mean, he put this stuff in place, folks, and although we're not to worship the creation, we do worship the Creator and venerate the system that he gave us. We should be doing that with Christ on the cross, as well as the stewardship that we're not properly exercising in regard to keeping this place in some sort of working condition for our children and their children.
Well, I think that what we have to realize is they have not spent countless billions of dollars on this program just because they wanted to see what was going to happen. They know what it is. They know how it can be used. They're going to create holes in the heaven. They're going to, of course, to manipulate the weather. And, of course, I'm sure there are many other things that this can be used for. Perhaps Bill is right on. I mean, can we really trust people with this amount of power, people who have consistently lied to the American people? I mean, the most recent thing, of course, is the uranium cake, but they consistently lie. They lie about their involvement in drugs. They lie about their reasons why we invaded Iraq. Can we trust them with this power that is a frightening power that could be used not only against the American people, but against all humanity? We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that we carry a number of things here at Radio Liberty. One of them, of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and, of course, Miracle 2 soap products have consisted of a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which many people will take because they seem to think that it helps them control their heartburn. But we can't make any medical claims for any of these products. We can only tell you that the people who use them really think they're great, and that's why we carry them. And we hope many of you will want to try the various products. If you'd like to get an introductory offer, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website, and you can actually see what we've listed as far as the use of these. I will tell you that I use all of these products off and on for all sorts of things, and I'll tell you, I think they work great. That's Miracle 2 soap products. Call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we hope if you have children or grandchildren, why, many of you will consider going ahead and utilizing a Phenopoly set, getting a Phenopoly set, so to teach your grandchildren and your children, or maybe even yourself, if you have difficulty reading or have always had difficulty pronouncing words or spelling them, in a matter of about 16 hours playing these board games, which play like Monopoly, you can transform your life or the life of a loved one. And, I mean, this is developed by Myrna Culbraith, who made the Phenopoly, pardon me, the Phonics game, and now she has created Phenopoly. It's loads of fun to play. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games. We throw in a couple of books. Most of the programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $139.95. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The product is called Phenopoly. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Brumbaugh. And, of course, his website is www.proactivenews.com. Spencer is calling from Ohio. Let's see what he has to say. Spencer, do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, I'd like to ask Mr. Brumbaugh, these invisible exotic weapons that were all listed in the Department of Peace bill and the Space Preservation Act of last year, by Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who
did a great job. That was a great work.
Well, first of all, he's known as Little Hitler around here, but if the bill never passed the House or the Senate, why is HAARP using these weapons without congressional approval? And secondly, I'd like to know, according to the book For Whom the HAARP Tolls by James Lloyd, he claims that these ELF waves have been used for years to alter brainwave patterns against unwitting citizens without their knowledge.
All right, thank you very much. Let's get both of those answered, and thank you so much for calling, Spencer. First of all, what's your response for, you think this was a great report that was put out, huh?
Well, I thought that it brought to light whether or not it was an intentional or whether or not it was a backhand mistake by listing all these weapons. I must have got 100 emails on it, and it's like, oh, thank God he did, because it was all over the internet.
Now, was this Kucinich? What was his?
Kucinich, yeah.
Kucinich, all right, fine. And is he the fellow who was with the House Finance Committee who resigned?
I believe so. I believe so. Right. He's actually listed as running for president with one of the off offbeat parties right now.
All right, fine. Well, basically, then he was letting the American people know about all these secret weapons. They're not secret as far as the Russians or as far as the Chinese or as far as Osama bin Laden. The only people they kept secret from is the American people because, you know, the other side knows what's going on. It's sort of like all the material we have classified in government. For instance, all the secrets from the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now, we really don't care whether Hirohito knows what we knew at that time that we'd broken the Japanese code. They don't want the American people to know that they knew that the fleet was there off Oahu and they let them attack and kill all those people. The same thing, why are they keeping secret all the facts about the Kennedy assassination? Because they don't want the American people to know the truth. And why are they doing everything they can to block an effective investigation of 9-1-1? Well, I'm sure they're not really concerned what Muhammad Atta knows about the attack. I think they're much more concerned about what the American people might learn if they learn the truth and begin to understand the manipulation that goes on today. But what was the second question?
The second question was in regard to the electromagnetic weapons that have been used for literally for decades, and Spencer's right on that. I have tons of research on that dealing going all the way back to pre-World War II Nazi Germany and the sonic cannons they were using. And they were messing with this in other ways, too. Let's not forget about some of the subsonic frequencies that they've been putting into films, some of the overt and covert programming that they were playing with back then, and it's even more so now. But, you know, one of the greatest causes of electromagnetic duress on the body is right in our own homes. The power lines that go overhead where we have schools that are built directly under them. And I really want to make this point. And no, this is not a HARP, but it is electromagnetic warfare. The reason I bring that up, there was a brilliant movie that was done years ago that you don't find anywhere and is never shown on TV except with extreme infrequency. It was called The Distinguished Gentleman. It starred Eddie Murphy. And I want to carry it. I really do, because the issue Murphy bit into in the film there, it really shook him up. And it was about cancer clusters. Where these power lines are, they put schools under them. Why? Because the schools buy like 99-year leases on the land. And all this is brought out in this movie. The frequencies attract radon and have actual direct deleterious effects on the children themselves. It affects their mental state. They're not able to function properly. And then when you combine that up with the heavy metal poisoning that's going on, through what so many people have documented, I think, to a high degree, with fluoride, it magnifies it even more. So in the movie, Eddie Murphy, in a backhand way, did a tremendous job at exposing the corruption in the American political system, as well as the tremendous amounts of horrible cancer cluster stories and cancer infections and brain tumors that come out of these schools where the children are under the power line. There's a very high concentration of cancer clusters in any area that has power lines overhead. I mean, Stan, I was so, when we got this house almost 3 years ago, I was driving around everywhere. Okay, where's the power lines? I want to be at least 150 feet away. But even our own electrical cords and things like that can affect us, which is why it is so important that people like me, and I've got my desk here with all sorts of, I've got a couple computers, electronic equipment, just in way too high a frequency, that you use protective measures to keep yourself safe and sound from that.
Let's go to Bart, who's calling in here from Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you. I agree, sir, that events and technology at this point in our history have advanced to the point where things are so bizarre, so fantastic, so unbelievable that we must be careful in our speculation so that we do not discredit ourselves. And with that in mind, I'd like to call your attention to something that occurred just this afternoon at approximately 1:45 today. An 80-year-old man, this occurred in Santa Monica, you may have heard about it already, an 80-year-old man with no alcohol or drugs in his system, because the police came out with a report right away, sober 80-year-old man drove at high speed into a large crowd of people at the farmers market in Santa Monica, this is horrendous and sad, and killed 8 people and injured a large number of other people, swerving side to side over a large area while accelerating. Now, at the same time that happened, I saw this on the newscast, at the exact same time that was happening, something that never happens in Santa Monica at this time of year in July, never happens. It began to rain at the exact same moment. So the newscaster was flabbergasted. He was flabbergasted by the bizarre actions of this man as well as this bizarre, unheard-of weather phenomenon.
And that is a big deal because I knew about the story about the old man whacking out there, and I was thinking, okay, what external factors do we have? Does he have cancer? Did he lose a loved one? Is his Social Security benefits getting cut off for some reason? Is the IRS after him? I didn't know about the rain.
Yes, it
and
did.
For it to rain in Santa Monica this time of the year?
Raining hard enough to cause puddles and soak everything down, not just a light rain, but real rain. And I would submit to you, sir, that it would be advantageous to this government to be able to cause localized disorientation among the population at possibly in certain times in the future. And the main reason I bring this up is for those of us who pay attention to these things to put a bookmark in this event, make note of it, and then as time goes along in the future, when these event clusters occur like this that are very extremely bizarre together at the same time, two extremely bizarre events happening at the same time, then make note of this, and then a picture begins to emerge. And I just wanted to call your attention to that, sir.
Well, Bart, this may or may not have any significance. It could be entirely just coincidental.
Sure.
And so I think that we have to be very, very careful. And there are so many things that go on that are really very real, and maybe this is real, and maybe this is
That's
just...
That's true, Dr. Sam, but I think it's just noteworthy. I have a kind of mind that puts
okay.
things together.
And we will put that note into the notebook and wait and watch and see. There are so many things that are going on that are really, really very, very dangerous. Bill Brumbaugh was talking about water fluoridation. The average individual is never allowed to read the scientific studies which we have. I mean, certainly water fluoridation is being used to decrease fertility rates. It's being used because it affects your endocrine system. It's being used because it kills elderly people about double the rate of hip fractures in postmenopausal women, and so many of the women afterwards will have serious problems. Certainly it has an effect on the mind, the active ingredient. In Prozac is a fluoride compound, and of course it decreases the IQ in children that are getting regular fluoride in their water. And, of course, the coup de grace in this whole thing is large studies have been done both in Europe and the United States comparing fluoridated areas and non-fluoridated areas as far as children's teeth. And contrary to everything your dentist will tell you, and we have the studies on this, the kids do worse in areas with the fluoridated water. And you see all these stories about the cavities. And, of course, well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, everybody would believe it. If you'd like to get the documentation, we have a wonderful four-tape set on this based upon solid evidence, and we have many of the original scientific studies. And the fact that most people don't understand that the reason, of course, this is so great is because it decreases fertility and, of course, it kills the sperm and affects women's menstrual cycles. But the average individual is never allowed to hear that because Barbara Walters won't tell them. Well, let's,
No kidding, Stan. You know, if I could, my website just changed servers. I'd like to give out my email address if somebody'd like to keep in line with that, because I give out tons of information of a similar nature, folks, and Dr. Stan's got the great tapes to accompany that, and that is proactive@theglobal.net. Proactive@theglobal.net. I answer just about every question sent me.
Proactive@global.net.
At the global.net. T-H-E-global, the global.net.
Global.net, okay.
Yeah, and I've got several thousand people on my email list, folks. I'd be happy to give you a free trial subscription for a month and see what you think.
All right, fine. Let's go to Ben from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Yes, pertinent to what you're talking about, fluoride is rat poison, and it's a neurotoxin.
Absolutely.
And it attacks the very young and very old. Pursue it also to your heart project. There has been sprayed in the atmosphere aluminum, acetate, ethylene dibromate, and Mycoplasma incognitus in these contrails, and they're affecting us? And how does that metal contact of aluminum oxide interact with the heart project? And if it's so innocent, like we're told, it's nothing, all those crisscross patterns and a sunny day turns hazy and people are having breathing problems, diabetes, cancers, and different leukemias are showing up. If it's so innocent that we're being sprayed with this stuff by the Air National Guard, then why in the hell aren't they telling us what the payload is and what it's doing if it's so innocent?
Exactly, and since 1995, every year has seen almost a doubling in respiratory ailments to the point where the World Health Organization has declared for the last 4 years a global epidemic of respiratory ailments. So
absolutely, and also here in Monterey County in California, they have what has been called the phenomenon since then, sudden oak death of all these plant life dying off like never before. Isn't that part of like Agent Orange defoliation of what's coming up with the concentration camps? Because when the government comes down with martial law, you know the people tend to head toward the woods. Well, what if there's been clear cutting in the woods?
Well, no kidding. And again, the point you bring up about the fluoridation and the EDB and the aluminum toxins and everything, all these things have great sensitivity to electromagnetics.
Exactly.
The human body itself doesn't, and not to that level. But as we accept these toxins and the heavy metal pollution, we become more sporadic. Parkinson's has reached apexes in this country, whereas other countries where you don't have fluoridation, and folks, there's several dozen, maybe as many as 80, that refuse to be fluoridated. Why is it they don't have Parkinson's going on?
And I will leave the air with the question. In light of all this, why do so many so-called good Americans, these right-wing fascists, why do they so well much love the Bush crime family? Why?
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Ben. And let's get to Rick from Texas. Rick, go ahead.
Hi. Speaking of mind control, I quit watching TV, but I decided to watch part of the All-Star game. And I noticed that I'd forgotten how warped the commercials were. And do you notice that how the camera tends to move all the time in movies and also commercials? And it's always motion. There's always motion on the screen.
Well, I noticed that they play games with your mind with the flashing lights and with the motion. Yeah, it has a definite effect on you. I had somebody call me this morning, one of our regular listeners, that she and her husband and child have been watching one of the program this morning, and just momentarily this subliminal stimulation flashed on the screen. The United Nations is good, and then it was just the United Nations flag, the sign or logo, and then it was just there for a fraction of a second. But, of course, they're playing games with our mind, with your television, of course, creating our reality. But you're absolutely right. Anything else you want to say, Rick?
Well, it seems like the mind control's right out in public.
It should be, and if the people don't see it, their mind's so controlled, they can't understand the impact that television, and especially the flashing lights, the rapid motion, has on their psyche.
Exactly. You know, gentlemen, electromagnetic warfare takes place on much more of a home level than it actually does from things like HARP, too. Let's not forget a few years ago, wasn't it Pokemon where they had that bright flash that triggered over 400 epidemic seizure?
There were convulsions over in Japan. Yes.
Yeah, the convulsions. And they didn't play the same thing over here, so we didn't have it happen here. But, folks, that's a bright flash. That, again, is another form of electromagnetic warfare.
All right, let's go to Rose quickly. Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
Hi, fine. I just have two statements and a question. The gentleman from Voice of the Martyrs, I can't think of his name, he was in a Romanian prison.
That was Wurmbrand, Richard
right.
Wurmbrand.
And in his book, Tortured for Christ, he talks how they use that harp on these prisoners on their minds. So that was the 50s, I think.
I don't know whether it was harp, but I mean, you're talking about electromagnetic waves.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
The other thing is, about a year ago, I think it was in Oklahoma, we had a major tornado, and the weatherman was like, he was saying, we're not supposed to be able to have one that strong or that big or something in our atmosphere. And I remember thinking whether, you know, that was harp or not. And also, I don't know if you discussed this, the UN Treaty, was it 68 or 78, had a clause in there that no member nation could use weather modification weapons on
it? Actually, that was 1974.
Okay.
1974. And they said the U.S. and Russia, but the fact was it was a global treaty that was signed. And And yet, clearly, we have been doing it. We know the Russians do it. We do it, and the Chinese have entered into that realm of late, too. So dire portents coming up meteorologically.
And, of course, behind all of this are these powerful spiritual forces. We talk about Rose, we're out of time. One quick statement, we're out of time.
All right, well, just a question. What about gases? They've come down at the gases, even bread smells, you know, the odor from bread, cigarettes, anything that gives a gas. Would that interfere with HARP?
Okay, thank you. I know nothing at all about that. Do you, Bill?
What I can say is one of the reasons they're trying to ban cigarettes, and they have good reason for banning marijuana and cigarettes, but the bottom line is some of the substances in there, according to John Marks, who wrote The Search for the Manchurian Candidate, interfere with a number of methodologies of mind control, including electromagnetic.
All right, fine. We're out of time, Bill. It's been a real pleasure having you with us, and thank you so very much. Again, let's get out your website and your email address.
Okay, folks, my email address is proactive@theglobal.net, proactive@theglobal.net, and my DNS hasn't changed yet, so if you contact me there, proactive@theglobal.net, I'll send you a direct link to my site, which is up, and eventually, here in the next few days, it'll be proactivenews.com. Thank you, Stan, for allowing me the opportunity to share and show that I care.
All right, Phil, it's always a pleasure having you with us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, fine. That was Bill Brumbaugh, who has well, Bill's got a lot of great information. I live pretty close to those electricity lines. I better be looking out my back window. But anyway, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this evening's program here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened to PWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Fred Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working at the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, I just want to mention that we actually carry the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report goes into the background of all the men we abandoned in the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War. There are evil and wicked people. You see, here in America, we have two forces. One is the good people and the Christian people. But it seems that very often the evil people get into the highest positions. And so if you'd like to get a copy of that Senate Foreign Relations Committee report, we'd be glad to send it to you. We have to charge for it, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I don't know, it's 50, 60, maybe 80 pages. It's fairly good size. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, or maybe you should get the special, the Men We Left Behind special. We call it the Vietnam special, that tells you the truth about what Vietnam was about. We tell you about the men we left behind, a four-tape set. The four-tape set on One Man Came Back. I think there are four tape sets there and all sorts of fascinating material. In the Vietnam special or our population control special, we even have a video special where you can, of course, get any five of the videos we produce for $69.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can order any of these items. And, of course, they help to finance what we do as we reach out across America 5 hours every day with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And if you'd like documentation on anything we've talked about, we have little packets on fluoridation, and we have a great four-tape set on fluoridation. You need to get the facts. And if this is true, why doesn't your doctor know? Why doesn't your dentist know? Well, because they have been dumbed down in their medical schools and in their dental schools. And, of course, their organizations are part of the problem. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when we have to tell you out across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do, and that is bringing the truth that you're not going to get from the controlled media. If you'd like, of course, to get a free copy of our latest newsletter, which deals with a background of all the new diseases that have been created that are now antibiotic resistant and jumping the species barrier, give us a call. Ask for the June newsletter. We'll be glad to send you one. Of course, we hope that many of you will want to join our monthly subscription, and you can do that for $25 a year. Then, of course, we want to mention Alamax, a product that is Allison, a garlic product that I've taken for a good period of time. And we know that garlic is good for your blood pressure and for your cholesterol and for your circulation. And if you'd like to learn more about Allison and, of course, about Alamax and how it can help you, why don't you call 866-405-4000? It's 866-405-4000. We hope many of you will want to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community to teach your neighbors, your minister, the people in your church about our Constitution, the foundation of our freedom. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you have children or grandchildren going to a government school, you need a Monopoly set. And, of course, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and a wonderful way to teach children how to read and spell. And, of course, to pronounce words phonetically. Phonopoly is available, $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com, and there you can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day, every day. You can listen to our archive programs, but more than that, of course, you can pull down our old newsletters and the other things we've written and begin to get a grasp of what's really going on in the world. And I'd suggest our older newsletters. There's a tremendous wealth of wisdom and hard work there and an overview of what's really going on. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you'd like to see what the Berkey water filters look like, the big Berkey and the Berkey light water filters, you can see them. And if you get them to us, of course, why, you get either a free video or a free 4-tape set. And just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. We hope, of course, many of you out there will want to consider if you don't have health insurance, or if the health insurance is just costing you too much, consider a Christian health cost-sharing program called MediShare. That's a Christian health sharing program called MediShare. If you'd like to know more about it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should get it. We also carry a wonderful book called Regicide. It goes into the background of the Kennedy assassination. It's written from the point of view of the gentleman who was in charge of CIA assassinations. His name was Robert Crowley. He turned his papers over to Mr. Douglas when he thought he was going to die. And when he did die, Mr. Douglas went through, and there it's all there. Here's how we killed Kennedy. This is why we killed the president. We thought what we were doing was the patriotic thing to do. You won't hear about Regicide elsewhere. We carry the book. It's called Regicide, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then this is the time we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival. Because, of course, if this country doesn't turn back to God, why, we will have God's wrath on America. And, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, when we'll be back with you, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.